In the Hunter on 981 2NM and on iHeartRadio, this is 2NM Local News.
Good morning, I'm Darren Katrupi in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. An elderly singleton man has ended up in hospital after being visited by state government officials to discuss the acquisition of his family farm for the town's bypass. 79-year-old Maurice Butler and his wife have just over 2 months to get off their property now after the visit by Transport for New South Wales. To make matters worse, the officials called police, claiming they were threatened after they were asked to leave the house. Mr. Butler says his wife is not well either.
They come there and said they were going to come and dig holes in the ground and do other things, and but then they got us worked up sort of thing, and so we had a bit of a turn there that night sort of thing, and I had to go to the hospital to get some treatment sort of thing, and I don't know whether I upset them or what they'd done, but yes, that's what happened sort of thing, so... And that makes things worse sort of thing for us. And
Musselbrook Mayor Steve Reynolds says upcoming infrastructure projects will see even more pressure placed on housing requirements in the town. The expansion of Mount Pleasant Coal Mine will, at its peak, see the workforce expand by around 500 extra staff. New housing developments are currently in the works in South Musselbrook and Denman. But Councillor Reynolds says the Musselbrook Bypass and Pipeline to Sandy Hollow projects will also add pressure on the local housing market.
Pretty much, you know, you've seen it happen before. The housing stock at the moment is in crisis. But, you know, I think it'll play itself out in the coming couple of years. But I do say come 2024, we are going to be in a little bit of a pickle when it comes to housing with all the construction, with the bypass, the Mangula then getting under construction further, and, the pipeline to Sandy Hollow. There's going to be some real issues when it comes to housing.
A very lucky escape for a woman and man following a head-on collision south of Musselbrook this morning. The two-vehicle crash occurred at around 6 o'clock at the Thomas Mitchell Drive intersection. New South Wales Ambulance say both people were out of their vehicles when paramedics arrived on scene after initial reports suggested they were trapped. A woman in her 20s has sustained facial and abdominal injuries, while a man in his 50s has a lower leg injury. Both have been transported to Musselbrook Hospital in a stable condition. Musselbrook Police say they support a push by the local Aboriginal community to start prosecuting those responsible for desecrating culturally significant artefacts on their land. The Wanneroo Land Council issued the warning after years of illegal dumping on the common and the recent destruction of a grandmother tree at the site. Inspector Ryan Frommel from Musselbrook Police Station says it's been an issue for a long time.
Obviously there's an issue with identifying people, so we need the community to come on board and report trespassing on here. It's fairly simple. It's private property. It is an offence to enter. And it's about respect as well. This is culturally significant to our local Aboriginal people, and it's about having respect.
2NM Local Sport. Thanks to Double R Equipment Repairs. Double R. Watch twice as good. Visit dblr.com.au.
Knights Player of the Year Tyson Frizzell says he feels so welcomed in Newcastle after the end of his second season in the Hunter. The back rower awarded the Denny Badiris Medal at the club's annual presentation dinner last night. Frizzell says he just gives his all every time he runs out onto the field.
I guess every player sets out to play as well as they can, and also every time you turn up to training, you want to do your best for your club, for your teammates, and for everyone else. And that's all I pretty much try to set out for. Ever since I came to the club, they gave me the opportunity to come here, and I wanted to pay and respect by playing as well as I can. And, like I said, I'm forever grateful to receive this medal. Yeah.
David Clemmer was awarded the Players' Honour. Now, you're up to date with the latest news and sport from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. I'm Darren Katrupi.
2NM Weather.